There is still a lot we don't know about the novel coronavirus. How many virus particles does it take to cause infection? What drugs might work as therapies for COVID-19? For this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report, 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed explains how supercomputers can help answer some of these questions.
Anton II is a supercomputer that simulates interactions between biological molecules, such as a virus and a lung cell. These interactions happen almost instantaneously in nature, but modeling them on the computer can take days or weeks. Every interaction is broken down into steps, each representing a tiny fraction of a second. The machine calculates how each atom of each molecule will interact in that time frame, says Pittsburgh Supercomputing Center's Philip Blood.
You take billions of these individual time steps and watch how the forces of all these different atoms interacting influence each other that then result in something interesting happening in terms of the function of the virus.
The point is not to move faster than nature. It's to help drive research forward faster than lab experimentation can on its own.
The simulations can guide and point experimentalists in a good direction. And then in turn, the experiments can suggest new simulations that can get at information that it's hard for experimentalists to get at.
For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, I'm Liz Reed.